You're listening to WikiSleep Podcast, a podcast designed to help you relax and unwind through calm, quiet storytelling. I'm your host, Britt Buntain. Let's begin by taking a few slow, deep breaths. If you'd rather jump straight to the story, just skip ahead about 90 seconds. But remember, deep breathing has an amazing, calming effect, helping reduce stress and anxiety, and allowing you to relax a little. To do this, simply breathe out all the way, emptying your lungs and abdomen. Then, at your own pace, breathe in slowly and fully, filling back up again. At the top of your breath, pause for a moment before breathing out slowly and emptying again completely. Pause briefly at the bottom of your breath, then repeat the process as many times as you'd like, as often as you'd like. Deep breathing is a great way to get grounded. Whether you're at work, in a stressful situation, or just settling down to listen to a podcast like this. Today's episode, Julia Child, an American cooking teacher, author, and television personality. She is recognized for bringing French cuisine to the American public with her debut cookbook, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. And her subsequent television programs, the most notable of which was The French Chef. Julia Child was born Julia Carolyn McWilliams on August 15, 1912, in Pasadena, California. Her father was John McWilliams, Jr., a Princeton University graduate and prominent land manager. Her mother, Julia Caro Weston, was a paper company heiress, and her maternal grandfather was Byron Curtis Weston, a lieutenant governor of Massachusetts. She was the eldest of three, followed by a brother, John McWilliams III, and sister, Dorothy Cousins. Child attended Polytechnic School from 4th to 9th grade in Pasadena, California. In high school, she was sent to the Katherine Branson School in Ross, California, which was a boarding school at the time. She was incredibly tall for a woman, and at 6'2", she took to sports. She played tennis, golf, and basketball as a youth. She continued to play sports while attending Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts, from which she graduated in 1934 with a major in history. Growing up, Child's family had an in-house cook, and she had little interest in food or cooking. In fact, she didn't learn to cook until she met her husband-to-be, Paul, who grew up in a family very interested in food. Following her graduation from college, Child moved to New York City, where she worked as a copywriter for the advertising department of W&J Sloan. Then, as World War II broke out, she joined the Office of Strategic Services after finding that she was too tall to enlist in the Women's Army Corps. She She began her OSS career as a typist at its headquarters in Washington. But because of her education and experience, she was soon given a more responsible position as a top secret researcher working directly for the head of OSS, General William J. Donovan. As a research assistant in the Secret Intelligence Division, she typed 10,000 names on white note cards to keep track of officers. For a year, she worked at the OSS Emergency Rescue Equipment Section in Washington, D.C. as a file clerk, and then as an assistant to developers targeting German U-boats. In 1944, she was posted to Kandy, Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, where her responsibilities included registering, cataloging, and channeling a great volume of highly classified communications for the OSS's clandestine stations in Asia. She was later posted to Kunming, China, where she received the emblem of meritorious civilian service as head of the registry of the OSS Secretariat. When she was asked to solve the problem of too many OSS underwater explosives being set off by curious sharks, her solution was to experiment with cooking various concoctions as a shark repellent, which were sprinkled in the water near the explosives to repel the sharks. Still in use today, the experimental shark repellent marked Child's first foray into the world of cooking. For her service, she received an award that cited her many virtues, including her drive and inherent cheerfulness. As with other OSS records, her file was declassified in 2008. Unlike many other files, her complete file is available online. While in Kunming, she met Paul Cushing Child, also an OSS employee, and the two were married on September 1, 1946, in Lumberville, Pennsylvania. A New Jersey native who had lived in Paris as an artist and poet, Paul was known for his sophisticated palate and introduced his wife to fine cuisine. He joined the United States Foreign Service, and in 1948, the couple moved to Paris after the State Department assigned Paul there as an exhibits officer with the United States Information Agency. Throughout her life, Child repeatedly recalled her first meal at Le Caron in Rouen as a culinary revelation. Once, she described the meal of oysters, sole miniere, and fine wine to the New York Times as an opening up of the soul and spirit. She took that passion and studied to become a chef. In 1951, she graduated from the Cordon Bleu Cooking School in Paris and later studied privately with Max Bunyard and other master chefs. She joined the women's cooking club, Le Cirque de Gourmet, through which she met Simone Beck, who was writing a French cookbook for Americans with her friend Louisette Bertol. Beck proposed that Child work with them to make the book appeal to Americans. In 1951, Child, Beck, and Bertol began to teach cooking to American women in Child's Paris Kitchen, calling their informal school the School of the Three Food Lovers. For the next decade, as the Childs moved around Europe and finally to Cambridge, Massachusetts, the three researched and repeatedly tested recipes. Child translated the French into English, making the recipes detailed, interesting, and practical. In 1963, the Childs built a home in the hills above Cannes on property belonging to co-author Simone Beck and her husband, Jean Fischbacher. They named it La Pichoune, a word meaning the little one. But over time, the property was often affectionately referred to simply as La Peach. The three would-be authors initially signed a contract with publisher Houghton Mifflin, who later rejected the manuscript for seeming too much like an encyclopedia. When it was finally published in 1961 by Alfred A. Knopf, the 726-page Mastering the Art of French Cooking was a bestseller. It received critical acclaim that derived in part from the American interest in French culture in the early 1960s. Lauded for its helpful illustrations and precise attention to detail, the book is still in print and is considered a seminal culinary work. Following this success, Child wrote magazine articles and a regular column for the Boston Globe. She would go on to publish nearly 20 titles under her name and with others. Many, though not all, were related to her television shows. Her last book was the autobiographical My Life in France, published posthumously in 2006 and written with her grandnephew, Alex Prudhomme. The book recounts Child's life with her husband, Paul, in post-war France. In 1962, Child appeared on a book review show on what was then the National Educational Television Station of Boston. This appearance led to the development of her first cooking show after viewers enjoyed her demonstration of how to cook an omelet. The French Chef debuted on February 11th, 1963, and was an immediate hit. The show ran nationally for 10 years and won Peabody and Emmy Awards, including the first Emmy Award for an educational program. Though she was not the first television cook, Child was the most widely seen. She attracted the broadest audience with her cheery enthusiasm, distinctively warbly voice, and unpatronizing, unaffected manner. In 1972, The French Chef became the first television program to be captioned for the deaf. Child's second book, The French Chef Cookbook, was a collection of the recipes she had demonstrated on the show. It was soon followed in 1971 by Mastering the Art of French Cooking, Volume 2, again in collaboration with Simone Beck, but not with Louisette Bertholle, with whom the professional relationship had ended. Her fourth book, From Julia Child's Kitchen, was illustrated with her husband's photographs and documented the color series of The French Chef. It also provided an extensive library of kitchen notes compiled by Child during the course of the show. It is said that Julia Child had a large impact on American households and housewives. Because of the technology in the 1960s, the show was unedited, causing her blunders to appear in the final version and ultimately lend authenticity and approachability to television. According to Toby Miller in Screening Food, French Cuisine, and the Television Palette, one mother he spoke to said sometimes all that stood between her and insanity was hardy Julia Child because of Child's ability to soothe and transport her. In addition, he noted that Child's show began before the feminist movement of the 1960s, which meant that the issues housewives and women faced were somewhat ignored on television. In the 1970s and 1980s, she was the star of numerous television programs, including Julia Child and Company, Julia Child and More Company, and Dinner at Julia's. For the 1979 book, Julia Child and More Company, she won a National Book Award in the category Current Interest. In 1981, she founded the American Institute of Wine and Food with vintners Robert Mondavi and Richard Graff, as well as others. The intention was to advance the understanding, appreciation, and quality of wine and food, a pursuit she had already begun with her books and television appearances. In 1989, she published what she considered her magnum opus, a book and instructional video series collectively entitled The Way to Cook. In the mid-90s, as part of her work with the American Institute of Wine and Food, Julia Child became increasingly concerned about children's food education. This resulted in the initiative known as Days of Taste, an initiative for fourth and fifth grade students to learn about food and how it weaves its way through daily life from farm to table. Child starred in four more series in the 1990s that featured guest chefs, Cooking with Master Chefs, In Julia's Kitchen with Master Chefs, Baking with Julia, and Julia Child and Jacques Pepin Cooking at Home. She collaborated with Jacques Pepin many times for television programs and cookbooks. All of Child's books during this time stemmed from the television series of the same names. Child's use of ingredients like butter and cream was occasionally questioned by food critics and modern-day nutritionists. She addressed these criticisms throughout her career, predicting that a fanatical fear of food would take over the country's dining habits, and that focusing too much on nutrition takes the pleasure from enjoying food. In a 1990 interview, Child said, "Everybody is overreacting. If fear of food continues, it will be the death of gastronomy in the United States." Fortunately, the French don't suffer from the same hysteria we do. We should enjoy food and have fun. It is one of the simplest and nicest pleasures in life. In 1995, Julia Child established the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and Culinary Arts, a private charitable foundation to make grants to further her life's work. The grants primarily supported gastronomy, the culinary arts, and the further development of the professional food world, all matters of paramount importance to Julia Child during her lifetime. Beyond making grants, the foundation was also established to protect Julia Child's legacy. It is the organization to approach to seek permission to use images of Julia Child and/or excerpts of her work. Well known for her opposition to endorsements, the foundation follows a similar policy regarding the use of Julia's name and image for commercial purposes. Julia Child's kitchen, designed by her husband, was the setting for three of her television shows. It was built to accommodate her height, meaning the countertops were several inches higher than traditional kitchens. It is now on display at the National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. Beginning with In Julia Child's Kitchen with Master Chefs, the Child's home kitchen in Cambridge was fully transformed into a functional set. It had TV-quality lighting, three cameras positioned to catch all angles in the room, and a massive center island with a gas stovetop on one side and an electric stovetop on the other. But left the rest of the Child's appliances alone, including her wall oven with its squeaking door. After her friend Simone Beck died in 1991 at the age of 87, Child relinquished her French residence, La Patchoune, after a month-long stay in June. She turned the keys over to Jean Fischbacher's sister, just as she and Paul had promised nearly 30 years earlier. That year, Child spent 5 days in Sicily. American journalist Bob Spitz spent a brief time with her during that period while he was researching and writing his then working title, History of Eating and Cooking in America. Spitz took notes and made many recordings of his conversation with Child, and these later formed the basis of a secondary biography published in 2012, 5 days before what would have been her 100th birthday. Paul Child, who was 10 years older than his wife, died in 1994 after living in a nursing home for 5 years, following a series of strokes in 1989. In 2001, Child moved to a retirement community, donating her house and office to Smith College, which later sold the house. She also donated her kitchen. Her iconic copper pots and pans were on display at Copia in Napa, California, until August 2009, when they were reunited with her kitchen at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. In 2000, Child received the French Legion of Honor and was elected a Fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. She was awarded the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2003. And she received honorary doctorates from Harvard University, Johnson & Wales University, Smith College, Brown University, among several others. In 2007, she was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. On August 13, 2004, Julia Child died of kidney failure in Montecito, California, at the age of 91. Her ashes were placed on the Neptune Memorial Reef near Key Biscayne, Florida. she ended her last book, My Life in France, with the line, "Thinking back on it now reminds that the pleasures of the table and of life are infinite. Toujours bon appétit."